Dollars. Okay, I think the next speaker is Denise Laniel from the Faculty of Arts, who's going to be talking about My Courses, that I think many of you are intimately familiar with, but maybe not enough intimately.
Okay, there's one slide missing. The first one was, I thought, appropriate after hearing about all those tools and novelties that it's time for cleaning up. So my first slide was about spring cleaning. Time to revamp your WebCity core site if you're using WebCity since a long time, or if you're a new user. I think I would like to give you some of my personal advices, how to do the cleanup and how to start your new WebCity on the right foot. So my name is Denise Laniel, and I'm teaching at the English and French Language Center. So we do, we give courses on French as a second language. And today, as an example of revamping, I will use my course, Le Français des Médias, which is one of the advanced courses. And the objective, as you can see, is to enrich vocabulary and oral expression. So I use, I'm a heavy user, as they say, of WebCity since a long time, 2001. I pretty much use all tools for documentation, web links, of course, more and more, audio-video resources, communication. I use the discussion tool a lot, class interaction, and assessment. So I use pretty much everything since nearly 10 years. So you can imagine over the years, everything builds up. This is my old homepage. So if you look at that, I don't know if I had the clicker, I should have prepared some questions. How do you find? What's your impression? You can see it's quite heavy. Enthusiasm, you know, at the beginning makes us look for the best icons, animation, colors. So over the years, I realized, ooh, this is getting a little bit too bling-bling, you know. Especially with my flag. Okay, so I decided to really review the whole course, and this is the redesign homepage. I guess you notice it is much more quiet, and you will see that in doing that, I had to rethink the structure of my course in terms of synchronization, course calendar, and course site. This is the course calendar, and I realized how important it was for students to be able to go from the course calendar that we all give at the beginning of the course with the website, which I use quite a lot. So I just underline here, we're going to look at the first few weeks only, introduction to the course, and a lot of practice I asked my student to do in the first weeks. Practice on this new methodology that I use. Well, I won't get into that, but they need WebCity for that quite a lot, Classroom and WebCity. So redesigning your course forced me to I made this first step exercise, which is to use PreMind. I don't know if you know about that mapping tool. So I really decided to go step by step, like week by week, as you can see. I just took the first few ones as an example today. But it really helped me to see, oh, this is how I'm, this is a progression from week to week. So WebCity should reflect that. And I really, you know, jungled with a few ideas. Should I put week one, two, three in WebCity? No, I thought this was not really appropriate. So this is what we're going to look at. This is the old one, the before. So what's highlighted are four different modules for those introductory activities. And if I, you know, if we look at my mapping, you can see that the 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, which are introduction to methodology, quizzes, and also a lot of different practice, were spread out through four different modules. And it was not really obvious. I mean, you had like here introduction, okay, but some practice were hidden in this module or this one. And this is a quiz on the particular language, you know, elements I want to put emphasis on. So it was really not, and the students themselves were quite lost, I remember, at the beginning. It took a long time before they got used to where do I have to go to do this and this and this. So what I did is, referring to the same map, I really grouped introduction one and two with, this time, we have then the theory example quizzes together and the practice together in the other module. And the quiz on, you know, particular linguistic difficulties is right in front, because right, the first module or the second, because this is just the course outline, because I want them to start working on that right away. And this is where this quiz is five, you see. So it was logical to attract their attention on that right at the beginning. What I did, you know, to make sure that, you know, you always want to test, is it efficient, then I just build a kind of little exercise, if you want, assignment that they do at home, and vous cherchez, you know, you're looking for, and I give an example. So there's 18, you know, questions like that where they have to go, and these are very important, they need to frequently, you know, go into those different modules for different type of activities. And I must say the result was really 100%. All students found where to go, and they could always refer to that. I give them like a corrigé after. They could always refer to that during the session, because there's quite a lot in my WebCity. That's why I think it's like a roadmap for them, and it really seemed to work very well. Nobody had problems to find out. Also, you know, if you're using WebCity, you know about the course manager. So over nearly 10 years, this course became huge. We accumulate, and at the beginning, we don't really know, I guess, exactly how to organize. This was my case. And over all that time, so I ended up with 65 folders, which is, with, you know, not always very, very clear organization, and three levels to get to those folders, you know. So that's why I decided this has to be redone completely, not just cleaned up, actually, but redone, cleaned up in the sense that before I started with the new site and reduced it to 15 folders, so I did not just copy my course from one session to the other. I really did the cleanup. What's not necessary anymore, what can be eliminated. I'm talking about files or modules or folders. And it really is fantastic. There's only one level now. This is a template that you can get for a new, there's three different templates, so I choose that one. And as you could see in my homepage, it's really, I forgot to mention in the homepage, if I can just quickly go back, because that's important. You have here on top, I don't know if you can see it, no, it's too dark, but you have on top here two links for student help. So it's personalized, you know, links, student help, and it comes with the, you know, to check their browsers, et cetera, et cetera. So This is an advantage of the template. There's also nice icons, new design icons, which are not bling-bling, which are, but you can always get some of your own. But like I say, here are my recommendations. So first, map your course structure. This free mind was very helpful. It's available. It's free. Clean up then your present course site. Choose a template, one of them, you know, created by educational technologist. Import active files. Once you have, you know, like decided what to keep, what you cleaned up, then you import them. You reorganize your module content and presentation. Synchronize your course calendar and course site. Select icons provided by the template and choose icons compatible. Avoid animation. And limit scheme on white background. That's what we're doing today, everybody. I think that's the better for the eye perception. And redesigning your course, I encourage you to do it. Or if it's a new site, to take a note of my recommendations. And it's worth the time and effort, really, because my students really feel now it's easy to navigate. And for you also, it's easier to get back and add on, but being careful about not accumulating too much. And I thank very much the educational technologists who helped me very much in that process at times. You know, I really needed their keen advices, and I'm very happy with my website and my students too.
Thank you. You can answer that one. Thank you very much. I need your help, I can tell you. I've got a clutter beyond clutter on my own set of websites. So I actually, my own view is that I think WebCT should prevent people from letting it become too complicated and have a simplified low-level, medium-level, and maybe sophisticated level opportunities rather than here's the whole library, take a look at it. But mm-hmm. That's just an opinion. Are there questions for Denise? Please, just identify yourself and please go ahead.
Yeah, Roger Palfrey, medicine. I agree totally that we should have this layer upon layer so that we can work simply and then get into it. It is a bit confusing, but I'll just mention one experience I had right now. This is the first year that I have let my students have their grades through WebCT. I have a website as well, and so I've been putting it up there, but now we've got to truncate numbers and it doesn't work, so through WebCT. So I had a column, I thought I was doing fine, setting up the grade, letter grade, linked to the number, yes. Okay, so I thought that was it, until I got a lot of students emailing me saying, what is this? I've got 90 and I've got an A-. And it turns out that the default letter grade from number is not the McGill system. Mm-hmm. And I also discovered that there is no way that McGill can put the McGill system as the default or give us several choices of the various defaults that McGill has. And this is typical of this, the problem with some of the technology that we're being encouraged to get more and more involved with. When you said spring cleaning, let's clean up, I thought, great, because I've got all sorts of past course things in my WebCT. And I don't have any use for them at all, but you didn't actually tell me how to get rid of those.
Well, we get into, you know, like technical details there, but it is possible. It takes quite a long time. I mean, I'm not saying you do that overnight, but it's worth, you know, to do it. There's a lot of things we accumulate. It's the same, I guess, in our computers. And if you don't take time to clean up, you are kind of overwhelmed at one moment, but it's about the grades. I've had the same problem, and you have to do it yourself manually. You know, the formula, you have to review it, but that's out of our control. It's the default. Yeah,
I've actually can tell you for sure that Oksana and her crew, I guess Oksana's not quite in that area anymore, but there are people in the CCS who can help you do this. But my message to her has been numerous times, when are the WebCT people, not the McGill people, but the WebCT people going to come here so that they can, we want them in a room with a locked door. There's a message right there. I think we can conclude this morning session. I want to thank all of the...
David?
Oh, sorry.
Hi.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hi. Didn't see you.
Sharon Roy from Content and Collaboration Solutions. You raise a really good point. If you want help cleaning up your course the way that Denise has done, one of the things that you can do is contact the EdTech people. They've designed a number of templates. Depending on what use you want to make out of WebCT, they can help you do something fairly simple or graduated complexity.
Good.
And you're also quite right that we can't change Blackboard, who is the new owner of WebCT, has not programmed the system so that we can change the ABC to correspond to McGill. You have to, unfortunately, do that on a course-by-course basis in WebCT right now. But the good news is that Blackboard is redesigning their whole entire product. But we're going an extra step, and we're going to actually be investigating learning management systems right now and deciding if we want to stay with Blackboard or if we want to go into a new system. So be watching for that. We'll be contacting you about that. You will be. Yeah. And we have already contacted each of the deans and talked to the deans about getting representation from each of the faculties. So if you're interested, please be sure to let your dean know that you're interested so that when we contact them for representation, they'll know who feels really passionately about it in the unit and make sure that we get to talk to those people.
And you're responsible to collect those deans in a locked door.
Will you help me do that?
I'll help you.
Okay.
I'll help you. Okay, I think we can draw to a conclusion. Thank you. That's very good news. The CIO wished to be to comment, wanted me to comment that you needn't be, if you have not investigated some of these technologies, that you need not be afraid. There are people who can help you. The ICS, the CCS, the NCS, and I just have to put in a plug for please identify what those three-letter acronyms are, because a lot of people really don't know them. I mean, that's just a general minor complaint, perhaps, to say. We have about 15 minutes, 14 maybe, to grab some lunch if you wish to continue, but lunch can be available in one of two places. There, I am sure, are still some fruit and finger food and such in the room, the heritage room, just around to your left. And if you want to go up to the main dining room, there is a very fast lunch with soup, salad, and bread and coffee that can be achieved in just half a dozen minutes. So we'll see you back here, many of you, I hope, at high noon. Thank you.
Well, Master Place Media, they have a great presentation.